Brandilla.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
You doing better?
I'm feeling some better, but I'm get really tired and out of breath.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Did everybody have a good day?
Yes, I had a busy one as always.
I'm sorry. So, you hear me now?
Yes,
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We're going to start with verse 273 on section 55, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud.
Okay.
L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkin te bit hilur himud hilud hilur himud. Le'achta Hashem Yud-Heh B'Vav-Heh V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'Yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kenunei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kenuneihu T'chauti Ilein Tilat Mayah V'Shitin V'Chamisha Gidin Min chon chivu rairin, min chon uchmin, min chon sumkin, it kalilu da beda, it avidu gawan, kadinun gidin, it rekimu, bishva esre, rishatot, V'kol chad reshet kidin ikre itrekimu da beda v'nachatin v'shipule t'chome t'chotilein t'irein rishtin. Do you still hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, because I'm getting some kind of a strange message, so hold on a second.
Okay.
Kehezu de Parzela, Udrain Rashtain, Acharanin, Kahedizu Din Hasha. I'm going to hang up because of this strange thing I'm getting, and I'll call back in.
Okay. Brandy, are you still there?
Okay.
Okay.
The English translation of verse 273. Beneath the 75 channels extend 365 sinews. Some are white, some are black, and some are red. They mix with each other, become included within each other, and turn into one color. The 365 sinews are enmeshed in 17 nets. each of which is called a network of sinews, enmeshed within each other. They descend to the end of the abyss because they took on the aspect of Yesod, which terminates the structure of the level. Underneath the 17 nets are four more. Two nets resemble iron, and two resemble copper. Question, comments, thoughts?
Well, I thought we were seeing unity. I would suppose the colors, the white, the red, having to do with what Chesed and Gevurah, and black would be Malkut. And it looked like we were going down to Malkut from Yesod, but then when we got to the 17 nets and four more, so you're going to have to help me along anyway.
Remember we had discussed that the 75 relates to Abraham, who was 75 when he left Haran. And the Zohar in that connection teaches that it's 7 plus 5, indicating the 12 channels. And the 12 channels have 365 sinews. Now, you know that relates to the negative mitzvot. But it also relates to the number of days of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now some are white, meaning they're the right column, meaning they're aspects of the Sephirot of Chesed, Netzach, and Malchut, when it's complete. Actually, let's just say it's Chesed and Netzach. And then there's the left column, which are red, which is Gevurah and Hod. And the black is Malchut. But black is when Malchut has no light of its own and isn't receiving. It's separated from the Vav, so to speak. Now they mix with each other and they become included within each other. And they turn into one color, which would mean that they're in the center, which means they're related to Yesod. And then they become enmeshed in 17 nets. So if we transfer now to the metaphor of the body, there are 17, meaning goodness, the 365 sinews are all related to these 17 structures. And what are these 17 structures? It's like your lymph system is part of this of the 365 sinews. And your lymph system is spread throughout the body. And we, science today, calls it the lymph system. But it's really related. It may be one of the 17 nets, or maybe it's more than one of the 17 nets. I don't really know. But I'm giving you that metaphor to try and explain what these nets are. That they are the systems of communication between the worlds. And then all of those 17 end in Yesod, because everything ends in Yesod, because it's this funnel. And everything from the upper worlds flows to Malchut through Yesod. But then it's telling us that there are four below it, and Those four that are below it relate to iron, which represents a metal on the in the level of Malchut. It represents earth mixed with the left column. That's iron. And copper represents earth mixed with the right column. And that's really just explaining the verse in many different levels, in you know, almost word by word, because there's so much there. Do you want to kind of absorb that and comment again, or do you want me to move on?
Well, I felt like you reiterated kind of what I said up until you got to the four. I just can't vocalize it as well as you do, but I felt like I understood what you said.
Okay.
I'm not quite so sure that I understand this last bit, though. I don't know. The picture I got was, you know, that image of, I can't remember the figure that had feet of iron and, I guess it was
right.
Iron and clay, but it wasn't iron and copper. And my thought was, I wondered if iron and copper, do they blend together or are they two metals that don't? I don't know enough about
metals. Iron and copper will blend together depending on the heat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that we can take iron and copper, and with depending on the heat, we blend them together, and with other metals, we make steel.
Okay. I guess go on. I don't feel real comfortable with that verse, but maybe as we go on, I'll get a little better with it. I did check my card, you know, that I have meanings of 75 from yesterday after I talk about it, after we had mentioned it. And I did have several notations. I'm sure they were all from your sources of what you had said about 75 hints at Parsha Yitro, since it had 75 verses. And then 75 was also connected to one of the kings of Edom before there was a king in Israel. And
I think it's the one who did not die. I think so, but I'm going by memory.
I had his name. I just was telling it to you in a general way. And then also, it's one of the, it's the gematria of the 23rd name of the 72 names. And I thought this was interesting because that name connected to the idea of sharing the flame of the candle. And we mentioned how the candle and the lights hinted at a relationship, you know, to the previous verses
yeah.
that we had last week.
Right.
So, I don't think that does too much for this verse, but I thought it was worth mentioning. Since it was, you know, 75 was important from yesterday's verses. All right, let's go to the next one. Maybe
it'll be clearer as we go along. This is a long section, so I think there was 18 verses in it. We've only done five.
Okay.
No, not even five. We've done
mm-hmm.
four.
Well, Brandy's on the phone. I wish Brandy would contribute, too.
Brandy, can we put you on the spot, or you still want to remain quiet?
I think I'm going to remain quiet. I'm having trouble breathing, and I'm trying to get back to my house. So I'll try to contribute.
Understand. Verse 274. Tirain karsi one kai me alaihu had mi amina vechad mishmala kol inun rishtin mitchabiran kachadau ma'in nachatin me'inun tinorin vialin ve'ilein rishtin inun tirain karsivan kad karsiyayo dir kia ukma vechad karsiyayo dir kia saskona. Two pedestals stand over all these aspects, one to the right and one to the left. All the nets join to be one, and the water, which is the lights, flows down the channels and enters the nets. The channels, the nets, and all their lights are included within these two pedestals. One pedestal is made of the black firmament. The other is made of a firmament that is the color of a badger, which is reddish. Questions?
Is that not basically saying the same thing, just in maybe a different way?
It's different.
Still have light and left, and the flow of the water is the lights, and the colors are still the same colors.
But there has to be a reason why the Zohar is bringing these different perspectives. Now, that it could be because we as human beings need to hear it again in order to break the klipot.
And I wonder why they're mentioning an animal. A badger is an animal.
Right.
Wonder why they're using the badger as an example of the red color. I mean, there's a lot of things that are red, so
We need to know what are the attributes of a badger, and I'm not familiar with badgers, so I can't really say.
Okay.
But that would be the reason why it was used.
Badgers are very tenacious, and they're very fierce hunters, and they're very cunning, and they're very strong. Know that because the dogs that were bred to hunt badger, and they have a lot of the same quality.
Interesting. My question was why are they discussing the two pedestals? They really didn't discuss the pedestals or the right and left per se in the previous verse. The thought I just received was that one is showing the vertical flow, the first verse, while the other is showing the horizontal flows. Well, that may or may not be correct. I'd have to think that through. But Brandy, thank you for sharing that about the badger.
Okay. You're welcome.
I think it's mentioned in the Torah. I was looking to see if maybe it was mentioned in Pirkei Shirah, the Song of the Universe.
I believe it is.
Mine is a little bitty version, so it's small.
I have a bigger version, but it's packed away, so.
I'm trying to see if there was a table of contents. Well, go ahead. I can always.
Why would they be saying about the column red having be? Am I misunderstanding about being like a badger? Is it because it won't be put off? I mean, it's just very tenacious at what it does.
Tenacious might be the relationship, but they're not saying that it's saying one pedestal is made of the black firmament, which would be Malchut, and the other is made of a firmament that is the color of a badger, which is reddish. It's not red, it's reddish.
Okay, because
what it's saying is Malchut, when it has no light, is black. And when it has light, it moves and it becomes somewhat reddish. The black may represent the center, but the two pedestals is related to the colors black and reddish. Essentially, we really don't understand the verse yet.
Well, usually you go to energy, and you go when you're connecting electrical parts together. You have a black, a red, and a white, and the white is neutral. And the red is hot. So, I mean, could it be talking about energy flow?
It is talking about energy flow. Everything is about energy flow. All the stuff you wrote are about energy flow.
So is it like a direct connection, maybe?
Well, it's telling you that it's slowing down the channels. So, I mean, we've already gone through Chesed and with the right column, left column, down to Yesod in the previous verse.
But now it's saying that it's coming into Malchut in two aspects,
mm-hmm.
in the two points. Let's do verse 275.
Okay.
Tiren, Tiren, Parsi, one, Dadi, Nun, Salkin, Salkin, Behahu, Parsi, Ayo, Tirki, Aukma, Wikad, Nahatin. Nahatin behahu karsayayo dirkiya saskuna. When the lights rise, that is, when they radiate upward, they elevate through the pedestal of the black firmament that shines upward. And when they descend, they do so through the firmament of the badger color that shines downward.
Okay, so they're telling us the flow is up and down.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're saying that there's a flow from Yesod to Malchut. It's not just one thing, one aspect. There's one going up and one going down. There's two channels mm-hmm. within that channel between Yesod and Malchut. And I hadn't ever heard that before.
Well, doesn't that kind of sound like the ladder, Jacob's ladder of the angels going up and down?
Yes, but in our images of that, it's always the one ladder. So they go up mm-hmm. and they go down on the same ladder. Here it's mm-hmm. being described that you're going up and down
two pedestals.
Two pedestals, and one goes up and one goes down. It's almost 8 o'clock, so let's. I hope you all have a beautiful evening. And the 10 o'clock class is a Tikkuni Zohar class.
Okay. So, right.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.